Dan's Square Dance, Dave Brubeck and his quartet. Dave Brubeck passed away at age 91 on Wednesday, December 5th, 2012. He left behind a musical legacy that will certainly not be forgotten anytime soon. He was a real innovator, not just with his quartet, but also with his own compositions. One of the things that made Dave Brubeck so special was that he took jazz to a completely different level, and that had to do with time. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, Unsquare Dance was played 7/4. Not usual for most jazz pieces. In the late 1950s, he started to take the world by storm with his quartet by playing pieces that were, as he put it, out of time. How appropriately they name an album called Time Out, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. One of the major successes from it was Blue Rondo à la Turque.
Thank you.
Rondo a la Turk, Dave Brubeck. One of the things I think that makes Dave Brubeck stand out from other jazz pianists is when you listen to him play, it's almost like listening to a concert pianist. His mother, Elizabeth, actually studied piano in the United Kingdom under Myra Hess. She actually intended to become a concert pianist and taught piano for extra money. You can tell the influence classical music played on his own style. Let's take a listen now to one of Dave Brubeck's early influences. It is Myra Hess playing Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
British pianist Myra Hess with Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring by Johann Sebastian Bach from 1923. In 1956, George Avrakhan, Dave Brubeck's producer, thought of a very interesting idea. How about Dave Brubeck record an album made up of compositions by Dave Brubeck himself? Not record it in a studio, but record it in Dave Brubeck's home in California. And that's what they did. They recorded the album actually in his living room. Now, this album is a mixture of styles. You can hear everything from waltzes, ragtime, traditional jazz, experimental jazz, including the classical influence that played a vital role during Dave Brubeck's career. Here's a perfect example of that. Two-part contention. Thank you. two-part contention, Dave Brubeck, from the album Brubeck Plays Brubeck. In the 1950s, while the Dave Brubeck Quartet was very busy traveling across the United States playing at different colleges, many of the concerts were recorded and finally released on an album called Jazz Goes to College, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. He was touring with Paul Desmond, of course, on alto sax, Bob Bates on bass, and Joe Dodge on drums. This is a recording from 1957 of them playing Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
The Dave Brubeck Quartet playing Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train. One of the most exciting and vibrant recordings from the Dave Brubeck Quartet is an album they recorded on February 21st, 1963. It was recorded at Carnegie Hall during their Carnegie Hall appearance. Now, I have to tell you, of all the Dave Brubeck recordings, I'm more a fan of the live albums that were released, only because you hear the energy you don't really hear so much when it's a studio album. But this one is absolutely phenomenal. St. Louis Blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dave Brubeck Quartet.
The Dave Brubeck Quartet, recorded live at Carnegie Hall on February 21st, 1963. At the beginning of the program, I told you that one of the things that Dave Brubeck was known for was the unusual time with many of their pieces. Now, for those who don't know anything about music, I think the best person to explain it would be Dave Brubeck himself, as he does right now.
I talked in terms then of doing things polyrhythmically.
Mm-hmm.
The harmonic approach was polytonality. Rhythmically, I wanted to do things polyrhythmically because I thought jazz was much too tame. And the way I wanted to set up the group was that the drummer would be playing one rhythm, the bass player another rhythm,
yeah.
And Paul and I could play in either of those rhythms or our new rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've done this,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing it better now than we did 10 years ago. And the album Time Out was the first album where we took a whole series of time signatures, different than we're used to playing in.
Mm-hmm.
And the next album, current album, is called Time Further Out.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to see that is now being accepted by the public. The idea was that jazz used to challenge the public and make them think in terms more advanced rhythmically than they were used to thinking in.
Mm-hmm.
In the 20s, it was hard to get a group of people to clap on,
yeah.
Two and four. One, two, three, four. This was difficult. Well, we haven't gone much further. The public is ready for something new because everybody that listens to jazz can clap on two and four. At this period, 30 years is long enough to be stuck there. So it's time that the jazz musicians take up their original role of leading the public into more adventurous rhythms. Well, the Take Five is proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
After all, the kids are tired of rock and roll, too.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they can dance in 5/4 time. Thank you.
There's a change in the weather, change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. Walk will be different, mind talking my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long tone for a little short back. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. What will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long tone for a little short fat. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made.
There'll Be Some Changes Made, the Dave Brubeck Quartet featuring Jimmy Rushing. Dave Brubeck died at the age of 91, one day short of his 92nd birthday. We close this special tribute to Dave Brubeck with Take Five, one of the most recognizable jazz pieces of all. Thank you.
Yeah.